Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, a day 442. How are we all doing? Oh, and happy Memorial Day to everyone in the States. It's our bank holiday today. Well, it hasn't been much of a holiday, has it, Mike?
No, not really. I've mowed the lawn.
Yes, and you'll recover eventually.
Yes.
Won't you?
I will.
Ah, oh, Renee was in first. Congratulations, Renee. And Alex in second.
No, I was in second.
Not according to this, you weren't. Oh, well, I'll refresh.
Yeah, Alex was in second.
Alex was in second. Take it like a man, Mike.
Oh, can you say that?
I can say whatever
that's
I like.
That's like saying man up.
I know.
And somebody got sacked for that.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
A football coach. Or got told off.
Honestly, there really is. No words. Hello, Simon. So, Simon, if you can hear us tonight, tell us that you were invited to the wedding of the year. I know they only had 30 guests, but surely you were one of them. There was me making sure you got an invitation next year. And there they go and do it imminently. That was quite a surprise, wasn't it? Anyway, apparently it was all to boost his bottom line. Because I don't know how this happened in the first place. But apparently he had quite a favourable rating that then took a bit of a hit when Dominic Cummings said what he had to say. You would have been screened out of an invite by MI5. Oh, I don't know. Simon was page boy. There wasn't actually much information about that wedding, was there? Anyway, CQ, CQ, Deb.
It was all done on the sly, wasn't it?
Or a page person to BPC. Exactly. You can't do that either now, can you? Maid of honour. Matron of honour, isn't it? Maid of, whatever. One of those. And a bridesmaid.
Maid of ale.
I've never done that. Oh, actually, no, I tell a lie, I did. But I was that young, I can't remember it. I think I was about three.
I haven't done it.
What, bridesmaid? Yeah. That's good to know, Mike.
Yeah. Just thought I'd tell you that.
Good. Yeah, but were you ever a page boy?
No.
I think my cousin
no,
was.
No, I've done
wedding.
Nothing like that. No best man or anything.
Oh, never mind.
I was a guest once.
Was that the one that I remember? Bank Holiday 92?
No. Oh. I was a guest twice in that case.
You were a guest twice. Well, yeah. Actually, no. To be totally accurate, Mike, let's be honest. You were your mum's taxi.
Well, yeah.
Was what you were.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. No, I did apparently do the bridesmaid thing once. Obviously not since I was three, because I wouldn't be putting the pretty frock, would I? I have done the guest thing a couple of times. But, you know, once is enough, isn't it, when you've seen it all? Mm. Leave it alone. So what have we all been up to on our holiday? What have you all done? Look, Renee there. He'll marry again someday. Maybe you'll be invited then. Well, yeah, because, you know, he's only been married three times. But he's got a minimum of six children, but he's not quite sure how many more. So once he gets to the dizzying heights of six weddings, it can be as confused
and a,
then.
And a funeral.
And a funeral. Yeah, absolutely, that would work. Oh, Simon went to the Malvern Fleet and Collectors Fair. Now, that sounds interesting. Is it like a craft thing? There was a craft fair. Do you remember it, Mike? It used to be at the Last Drop Village in Bolton.
Yeah, I've never been there.
That you've never been to Last Drop Village?
No.
Oh, I thought you had.
No.
It's not what it was, unfortunately. It used to be beautiful. In fact, it was the mid-70s, I think, and it was really unusual at the time. It was a hotel, but it had a lot of grounds, and they built, like, quaint old shopping streets. But the very last time we went, I thought you were with us. I'm sure you were, Mike. And we said it was hideous. It had really gone downhill.
Oh, hang on. Yes, I did.
You did?
I did.
Now I've told you it was hideous. You yeah. remembered it. Yeah, it's all come back now.
Yeah. I was with Maya.
Yeah, it's still going. The hotel was apparently fabulous. I've never stayed at the hotel because it's not that far from us, so we don't particularly need to. But it was the little village part of it that was wonderful. Coffee shops, little quaint old sweet shops. It was fantastic. And they had like, it wasn't part of the hotel. It was like a hall, like a banqueting suite, I guess, in a different part of the place. And at the weekends, they used to do craft fairs and flea fairs and stuff. So I think I did see one of those. But this now, when you go to it, it says hotel and spa. It doesn't imply that it's like a destination that you would just go to like visit these shops. So it says bedrooms and suites, eats and drinks. What have we got under eat and drink? No, it looks like now it's just a hotel. Oh, the Village Tea Shop. That looks better. All right, let's have a look. It's the Village Tea Shop. Oh, no, that's temporarily closed, so you can't see that. And there's an afternoon tea, the British tradition of afternoon tea. And you can't go there either. Maybe they've changed the website because of that. But it's not too far away. But the thing is, it's quite a way off the motorway. So it always feels three times as far away as it actually is. But that's the only one I've ever been to, Simon. And I don't actually recall that many stalls. So let us know. And I see Renee enjoys those as well. A woodworking plane and a watch. Oh, the watch sounds like a total bargain. You'll be telling me next it's an Apple Watch.
I was going to say that.
Would have been more, but Mrs. Simon touched at quite a few things. That sounds like a friend of ours who swears blind he never goes to Aldi. Only for the tools when they're on offer. He's there every week, trust me. Oh, dear, dear. Simon says, apparently you actually need to have a use for the things you want to buy. Who knew? No, Simon, that's not true. Because, you know, you never know when that might come in really handy. I remember my mum. This was like the really early 70s. We were at somewhere like Debenhams or Lewis's, a big department store. And they had a sale on. And one of these items was four plastic, like, cup things that went on the floor. So back in the day, you had your sofa and it had, like, wheels on it or legs on it. And these plastic cup things are really thick. You put them underneath, so between your carpet and the legs of your sofa, so it didn't dent the carpet. So Mum decided, because it was on sale, she was going to buy a set of these things. They were brown for a start, and I don't think she had anything that was brown. But they were reduced. And the way that they were on a paper, like a cardboard back with like a blister pack on the front with these four things in. So this was about 1970, 71. She kept hold of them. They were like in a drawer of hers until 1977 when we moved. So we come to move and Dad's like, don't need these. And he could see on them, she'd bought them that long ago. It was marked up in old money, shillings and pence. No, I'll use those one day. They'll come in very handy one day because he's rolling his eyes, isn't he? So all this stuff had to be packed up. And these things were moved with us. So we get to the new house, which was smaller than the old one. Detached, but smaller than the old one. So she keeps hold of them while we're there, 2.5 years. So we leave there, 79, right, and move here. So when we're moving here, Dad's emptying the drawers again and he says, you still got these things? And she said, they'll come in handy one day. But there was no way she was ever going to use them for a sofa, but, you know, bless her. She thought she would. So we moved in here in 1979. I bought a scanner in 1995 and I already had a printer. And it was like, well, I've only got one set of space on the desk. So what's going to get it, the scanner or the printer? So obviously the scanner. Where are you putting the printer? No idea. Anyway, I had this table, like side coffee table, and it had wheels on the bottom, but you could unscrew the wheels. But the thing was, if I went to put that on the desk, it would have damaged the leather on the top of the desk. So I said, well, I've got this and it fits the scanner and I could put the printer on the top, but, you know, the legs are going to damage the desk, which just by some coincidence happened to be brown. She said, I've got just the thing. And she came up with this packet of leg things. She said, I remember buying these. I thought, I remember you buying those. It was 1970, 25 years before she found a use for them, but she found a use for them. So there you go, Simon. Quote that to Mrs. Simon. Oh, my word. Oh, you've got thousands of stuff. I'm going to have to visit, Simon. No, there's not thousands on the one we went to. And the plane's a bargain too. Excellent. Sounds good to me. Do you know Bakelite was actually what these little leg cup things look like? Like a very thick plastic in brown. But she was... the thing was, it fed into a kind of... I'll find a use for it one day, didn't it?
Mm.
So the house was like, oh, there's the warehouse part. All mum's stuff that one day she'd find a use for. Oh, hello, Kim. Kim has bought a new keyboard and a mouse in anticipation of new kit after WWDC. Oh, I've already started work on the WWDC project. Yep, did some tidying up today on the website, seeing as though Mike hadn't. And I hooked it up.
What do you mean I hadn't?
It's all right, I'm going to... Oh, you haven't got it installed, have you?
What?
Mars Edit.
No.
Well, the problem with Mars Edit is it will edit the stuff that we want to edit. So that's the good news. The bad news was I couldn't find a way in Mars Edit to change the time of the original post. Because we use the time of the original post as the date of the Apple event, but only afterwards.
You know what that means, don't you?
What? You bad words were said.
You know where you'll have to go?
Where?
Back end.
Oh, of no. WordPress. No, I hate the back end of WordPress. Like every time I look at it, it's like, what's that? Where did that come from? It wasn't there the last time I looked. I did have to go into the back end of WordPress, Mike, and bad words were indeed said. I did manage to edit in the text edit view because I can't be doing with a block editor. And I did manage to change the date, but that's not the point. It's your job. So I was cursing. And I also thought, surely people have the need to change the original time and date of the post.
Mm.
But you can't change it. I was less than impressed.
But then I have been mowing the lawn and making you dinner and bringing you ice.
Okay, then I'll let you off, seeing as though it's only one post and I did it. Getting the eyeballs here. I am. So do we think there will be new kit, Kim? And if there is, then do you think we will be wanting it? Who's seen the latest concept? And if you have, would you buy it? I'm not quite sure whether this is some kind of souped-up Mac Mini or whether it's supposed to be the new Mac Pro. It's hard to work it out. But my first question was, I wonder how much the wheels are for that. So I'll share it with you and let you tell me what you think. What do we think of that? I don't think it's a Mini. I think that's meant to be a Mac Pro. Obviously, for the Mac Pro, you're going to need... yes, Lola, you are indeed. You're quite right. She said, no, you're not having a Mac Pro. Think of the biscuits I could have. Oh, Kim's already decided she might forget the Mini. Well, if something came out that looked like that, Kim, would you have it? Let me know. What's this about an engagement ring? Have I missed something?
I think I've missed something as well.
Be further back up here. Hello, Anthony! Trouble is, you throw something away and the next day you think, oh, I could have used that. Anthony, that just happens, doesn't it? And I think with my mum, it was like, I'm not getting rid of them. I've had them 20 years. I'm going to hang on. Oh, the trouble was, when she was right, Dad never, ever, ever forgot it because she never let him. But I'd have to say, seriously, the only thing, you know, I would probably have gone for black with these things, but the desktop was brown. They were absolutely perfect for that job. She never let me forget it either. Oh, well. So I think that's a given. That's got to happen, hasn't it? Although I did last week, because it was Blue Bin Day, wasn't it? By now, you guys should know what the blue bin is. Because, you know, marooned 15 months. The blue bin is cardboard. And I did throw away a lot of cardboard last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
All the boxes are left on your desk, Mike. Those. And luckily, I've not needed one since. Which also cleared the other desk. So, Progress was made. Oh, scary. Scary beans. Dee says, if you ever lose a button, the best way to find it is to throw away the shirt it belongs to. Oh, how true. I don't think the Mini's a bad choice. I really don't. I would be... I think I'd like a Mini Pro. A Mini Pro would be good. And they could do it. But I don't think it would eat into the market for the Mac Pro. But they might think it would. But there again, they've got like how many different iPads? There's the baby iPad, the medium iPad, the bigger iPad, the one that's bigger than that, the big iPad, and then the one that's bigger than the big iPad. In all the different colours and all the different sizes. Oh, by the way, still no sign of my iPad. Less than impressed. June tomorrow. Order went in April. Less than impressed. Right, let's carry on. Simon's trying to upload a photo of the thing he would least be likely to buy at a car boot fair. Oh, I shall wait for that. I shall wait for that. Maybe it's the INAS. Oh, yeah, that's a good thought. I was looking at it and thinking, you know, with the handles on the top, I thought the handles were on the top of the one, the big thing, you know, the Mac Pro, because people wanted to move it. So if there's handles on the top of that one, do we need to price the wheels? Because last time they were eye-watering. Oh, that's what the engagement ring was about. Right, with you, with you. You see, Kim would go for a Mini Pro. I would go for a Mini Pro. Maybe they need to be thinking about that. There might be a Mini M2 on WWDC. There could be, Renee, but if there is, that wouldn't that be weird? Because they took, was it 4 years to update the last one? And they only updated it in October. So it's possible, because when they've got a first gen of something, they, if you look back at the dates and stuff, they do tend to release the second gen quite quickly. They did that with the first iPad. We'd only had ours 10 months, the next one came in. But well, of course, we had to go for it because it had a different cover on it. How fickle were we? But you did. You needed it. You needed it. Anthony would be up for that as well. If your choice of the monitor, if you wanted bigger than the 27. Do you know, that would give me something to really think about. I think I could get a 32 on the desk. But I do like the matching. And I'm looking at my desk and I'm thinking, the way I have the monitors, I could have one. I could have the two side ones, the wing mirrors, the wing mirror monitors. I could possibly get something a bit bigger in. It's possible. Oh, but then you've got to spend more money, haven't you? Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Right, let's have a look at Simon's link. Got it. Let's have a look. The girl's grumbling, isn't she, Mike?
Come on, you want to play?
She'll get outside and she'll just be, it's too warm. Oh, oh Simon, boy. That's just what you need.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Are you kidding me? That's supposed to be Andrew. Look at Charles. Oh, bad words.
Was this at the flea market?
Is that supposed to be the Queen?
Yeah.
No, I never had the Queen down as that. Edward looks like Edward. And it's very good of Philip. Anne's hair's right, and she did look like that. She looks very much like Zara. But Charles...
That does look like Charles.
The ears are right.
The ears are right. The hair's
ears are definitely right.
The hair's right.
I would never have clocked that. If that was in isolation and you said, who's this supposed to be? I would have got Philip, Charles, Anne. I just think for the Queen, she must have been mighty young there. I don't think I would have recognised Edward, and that looks nothing like Andrew. So, how much did you pay for it, Simon? Oh, my. Never seen anything like it. I do remember having to buy in 1977, which was the Queen's Silver Jubilee, a book about the Queen's Silver Jubilee. Because we had to do a project at school, which I thought was like, yeah, whatever, it's the Queen Silver Jubilee, the end. No, it needed to be pages and pages long. I'd only just joined the school and I had no idea what a project meant. When I found out, it was like, oh dear. And I remember saying to Mum, you know, I need to buy this book because I need to know about the family. I remember her rolling her eyes. I don't think she was a fan of Charles back then. That would have been, I would have been 9 at the time.
I had some coin in Silver Jubilee.
Yeah, we got a coin. Yeah.
It's a big silver thing. What do they call it?
Was it a sovereign?
Sovereign, yeah. It was sovereign.
I think we got that, and I'm not sure if it was a Jubilee, but I think we got a mug at some point. I can't remember what for, but I definitely remember the coin.
Yeah.
But we were going to have like a big parade type thing through the village. That was when I lived in the village of the damned. So we're going to have this big parade through the village. And guess what?
Got cancelled.
Oh, no, no, it was worse than that. It was like the holiday, like the Whit holiday, which I think was 2 weeks at Whit. And that was when Dad decided we were going camping.
Oh.
And that was when I ended up in hospital and I was there for 2 months. So I totally missed it. So I was a bit peeved. Looking forward to it, you know, all year. I missed it at the end. Simon. So, is it, has Simon said he has bought this or not? Do you not like it? You grumbly girl.
Come here.
Go on.
Come on.
Make chicken suffer for it.
Come on.
Oh, yes, D. 8 whole years ago. So close. I remember it like it was yesterday. I think I'm going to redecorate in the stuff of 1985. And only play music from 1985. I think that would make me much, much happier. Because music comes on, and you're like, what's that racket? And then you find out, it's like, oh, it's top of the charts this week. Is it? And as I think I mentioned, when I was doing the Brooklyn years, which was 60 minutes of music from every year from 61 to 2000. So 60 shows. I'm going through them. And as I got to like the last 5 to 8 years, I'm looking through what was in the charts and it was explicit, 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 explicit. I thought, I can't put any of these in. It's a Christian radio station. Virtually everything. So I thought, well, I'll tell you what, I'll only concentrate on what got to the top of the charts. Explicit, explicit, explicit. Wasn't like that in 1985. No, it was grand in 1985. Oh, Lola's fine. Lola's just very grumpy because Lola can't take her fur off and it's hot. Obviously, we could put her in a paddling pool full of cold water, but she's not fond of that either. So she's grumping around, like, pff, pff. Now, all day, she has come in the office because we've got 2 fans in here. We've got a small one about 10 inches on the desk that Mike's got. And behind me, so in front of the computer that's behind me, we've got this industrial thing that's about... I think it's about 24 inches. And she's been lounging in front of that with her fur blowing gently. And she's been fine. But because we're on air, we've had to turn it off. Hence, she's grumpy. Now she's in the garden being grumpy some more. Oh, my word. Ooh, the 16-inch MacBook Pro, the mythical 16-inch MacBook Pro that may or may not arrive next week. If it's got ports on it, I'm going to be so tempted. I'm going to be tempted, but I mustn't be tempted, not by a laptop. Having said that, what is totally bizarre in this house, I've only got 2 Mac laptops that are still working. So I've only ever had 3. The 17-inch MacBook Pro from 2006. And then I've got this venerable 2012 MacBook Air. And that is absolutely fine. It's on Catalina and it's fine. The newer one, which is 2 and a bit years old, I put Biggles on. It's not been right since. Honestly, it crashes, it burns, it burnt that cable out. It's one thing after another with it. I don't know if it's Biggles or if it's just Apple don't make great kit anymore. But I'm stuck with it. But then I think, oh, the 16-inch MacBook Pro. But of course, this year, I'm also thinking in terms of already got the iPad, should it ever show up, like this side next Christmas. And we didn't get the phone last year, so we would be looking at a phone. We've not had a new watch. Oh, I think we're 3 years behind with the watch. It's like it still does the same thing, still tells the time, leave it be. Could be quite expensive, so the last thing I need is to want something from WWDC. Oh, Billie Eilish, is she one of the explicit explicits? I think I did put one of hers in. It was the Bond thing. I do remember the Bond thing. I couldn't tell you what it was called or what it sounded like. I just remember thinking Bond songs, not what they were. But I think I did put one of hers in, but I really struggled. So I'm thinking, well, maybe, you know, Robbie Williams or Elton John had something. You know, like someone who's been around for absolutely years. But it got tough, let me tell you that. It got tough. It totally got tough. Oh, now Renee has got a 32-inch and a 17-inch and a MacBook Pro 15-inch. I just like them to be the same size, but that's just me. If they were the same size, that would be very nice. 32 might be nice. I was wondering if you were if you were going to switch to an iMac, would you miss the Retina screen? And for what I do, I would have a problem if you didn't have a Retina screen. So I'm gonna have to think about that. A good night to you, Simon. Just found a tick on Dusty's snout. Give the vet a ring. If it's we had that on Maya. They told us to burn it off, but that's not something I'd recommend. Vaseline on it and it'll die, and then take it out with tweezers. That's what we did. But good luck with that, Simon.
Renee wants to know if Lola was okay.
Yes, I've explained.
She's fine.
She's just grumpy.
She wanted the toilet.
She's grumpy and she's drinking and like a fish.
Then she's got a lot of puppy energy to get rid
she
of.
She has got a lot of puppy energy. She does. Anyway, we're going to have to head off early tonight as well because I've got a meeting that I can't get out of.
Yep.
So, what on earth is in this cup, Mike, that's supposed to be clean? That's my ice. So there's the ice going in my drink. It's got like a mark on it.
Oh.
I don't know if it needs cleaning properly.
I'll clean it properly.
It's probably your tea, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Mike has special brew tea.
Yeah.
Don't ask, long story. So you do realise, don't you, that this time next week, WWDC will all be over, including the bingo cards. Oh, it'll be so exciting. Mm. We will do the bingo cards, but please don't take them seriously. It's only a giggle. So that's actually quite tricky to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you've got the data, I hadn't twigged until Mike started playing with it, that it could put the same thing on the same line, which is like, no, Mike, we can't have that. So Mike worked some magic with it. But we do need to change the actual items now, because some of the things that have been there... I mean, one last time I put underneath it 10th anniversary request. You know, stuff that we would like Apple to do, but we've been saying that for 10 years. But we will have great fun putting them together, which is another job that needs to be done this week, isn't it?
Yep.
On top of everything else. Oh, the Apple Watch 6 sold for $349. That is cheap, isn't it? I actually have looked at the prices of those today for a friend who is after... possibly an Apple Watch, basically wants to replace the standard step counter thing that he's wearing and was contemplating an Apple Watch. I thought it's really not a good time to buy, is it, when the new ones will be out in September? But I sent some stuff through and I remember thinking, I particularly thought for this person, the Series 6 was the one because it's got all the heart stuff in it. But it's quite an expense, isn't it? I don't think they pay that for their phone. Because it's on one of these contract things where you only pay for calls and then like a stipend, a little tiny bit of stuff. I can hear a crackle, Mike. I can hear a crackle on our audio again. I'm not impressed with that. Let me have a look. Can anybody else hear a crackle? This thing will drive me mad. $17.7 million views.
No, yeah, I can't hear a crackle.
We're not far behind, though, are we, with After Hours? Be honest. In fact, the other day, our Build With Me, let's have a look, because I wouldn't have expected that to have as many hits as some of the others. Let's have a look at the Build With Me. 621. And the other one, 1,207 and 1,281. Data merge, 1,197. So we're getting there. We're getting there. I think my videos are pretty much too long for most people, but there you go. Kim's got a video as well. Do you know the one I remember, Kim, from all the time we've been marooned? That one about Seattle. It was quite long, wasn't it? About, was it either 50 minutes or an hour and 10? And I was mesmerised. It was like, what? And they did what? Meghan and Harry body language. Ooh. And what was it? Good grief, 2 hours. What was the give me the skinny on that. It does make me laugh, all of that. They think they're happy at the moment. With how long that'll last, I don't know. But they certainly think they're happy. Which is all that matters to them. No, you've not got a crackle. I've got a crackle. It's not a crackle off the microphone. It's like a static thing coming from the computer. But as long as you're not hearing it, that's absolutely fine. We tracked it down, we think, last time to Google Chrome. See, I'm definitely hearing that crackle, but it's coming from my computer. It's not in my headphones or anything. So I have no idea what's going on there. Can I check the link? You don't have to listen to it. Click the middle and see. You need to hear my reaction. Okay. Check the link and click into the middle. Right, okay. I'm going to get hold of that. I got the instructions first, you see. But I click into the middle. Right. That's modern music. Allegedly, it's music. Right, let's have a look. Click into the middle. What the heck? I'm only looking. I've only got as far as the poster frame. And it's like, really? Right, I'm going to click into the middle. Right, let's have a play. There are no words. Is this like trendy or something? Oh, Kanye West. I know him.
I thought it was Andy Cole.
This? he's got granddad slippers on. What is this all about? And why are there naked bodies in the alcoves at the side? They look like the kind of alcoves we've got at the church, but I can guarantee you we don't have naked women in them that don't seem to have arms. I have clearly missed something here. Isn't Kanye West the one that's married to Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Or have I? Is he? Oh, right. But aren't they divorcing?
Probably.
I can't keep up with it.
Don't know.
Oh, there has been a meme doing the round. I mean, there's just no words for that, Dee. There's no words. There has been a thing doing the round saying that it's the 20th year of the Kim Kardashian show. Keeping up with the Kardashians, isn't it? And then underneath, whoever's posting it says, and I've congratulated myself on never having seen an episode. And so did I. Mind you, there must be a lot of people watching because they're all multi-billionaires now, aren't they? We are clearly doing something wrong, Mike.
Mm.
Yeah, we need to do whatever they do. But seeing as I've never seen it, I can't particularly do that, can I?
No.
Oh, well, never mind. Never mind. Right, they really don't want to make decisions about overall. They take it clip by clip. For example, at the beginning when Meghan says she never Googled Harry when they were dating, they all believed it was false. Oh, I guess it depends on your definition of Google, doesn't it? I mean, there's Googling and then there's really going for it, where you're trying to dish up dirt and stuff. I don't know. But I heard a good one today. Let me see if I can find what she actually said she was, because I thought that's a job. I had no idea. It was something that flashed by at lunchtime, and it was a woman like on a kind of chat showy thing. A bit like This Morning, only it wasn't This Morning, it was on another channel. Right, there we go. This person is called S.J. Strum. As in strumming a guitar. And, you know, like underneath where they would say barrister or accountant, it says, and I quote, baby name expert and celebrity name consultant. What's a celebrity name consultant? Apparently this is a job. Couldn't believe it. There we go. Let's get hold of that and see if I do that, if we can see it. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Just in case you think I'm telling porkies, because I'm not. Right. Got hold of it. It's on its way. Hang on. Let's get that up there. Celebrity name consultant. Can you imagine your kid comes home from school age 7? Oh, we were talking about careers today, Mummy. Oh, really? What do you want to be? A celebrity name consultant. Good grief. There you go. There it is. S.J. Strum, celebrity name consultant. So I'm going to put that on my CV. Do celebrities need name consultants? Apparently so. Oh, Kim finds body language very interesting. I did a course on that once, Kim. What was her name? It was on Creative Live. Have you heard of Creative Live? They sometimes stream the courses free. CreativeLive.com. What was her name? It was a long time ago. It was like... it wasn't solely body language. What was her name? Right, what would it be under? Money and life, maybe. Lifestyle? Vanessa Van Edwards. master your people skills. And there was a lot about that in it. Sometimes this thing comes on free. I don't think it's on free this week, but you might enjoy that if you like learning about body language. Jesus, I can't even be mad if you've managed to get people to pay for you. You've earned my respect. Rich people don't know what to do with their money. Clearly not. Oh, and Renee needs a name for when he's famous. But Renee, you're already famous. You're already famous. Oh. Anthony says, it knows when people become actors, they have to use an alternative name. If someone already has their name, perhaps it's someone who helps them come up with a new name. Suppose it's the same as someone coming up with a brand name. What I took it to mean was like celebrities who were having a baby, got her in to decide on names beforehand. But you're quite right. I guess it could be that. But most people tend to have a clue what they would use. There's an actor in Coronation Street. I have no idea what the character is. Something Shepherd. P. Shepherd.
Yeah. Jack P. Shepherd.
Jack P. Shepherd, because there is an actor called Jack Shepherd. So he just put the P in it. So I wouldn't have thought it was rocket science, but you never know. And as you say, people more money than sense will pay anything. So there you go. Renee is famous mainly with the Dutch legal authorities. You are all famous here. You know you are. You know you are. Anyway, as I said, we're going to have to go early tonight because we've got an appointment that we can't miss. But we will be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place, when we will be deep in the countdown to WWDC. We will be going through all of the, what do they call them? They're not mock-ups. Concepts. The concepts. It's, you know, but I don't do myself any good with the concepts. Because I look at them and think, oh, yes. And I've got my credit card out. And then Apple stand up and release some garbage. And then I'm totally disappointed. But that is what we will do for tomorrow. So don't miss it. Same time, same place. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.